Right. Let us again relax into the space we all created together in this beautiful day here in Sedona, Arizona, on this beautiful earth, in this beautiful solar system, in this vast, amazing galaxy, part of billions of other galaxies in this universe that is part of a much even larger scale multiverse, cosmic space. We don't even have a name for it, but we know it's within each and every one of us. So take a deep breath. Allow yourself to drop again into that beautiful space we call our hearts, that connects us with all that is, with the I am that I am. Breathe and allow yourself to love yourself even more. Allow yourself to love yourself truly, deeply, multidimensionally, energetically, even more. How much more you can allow yourself to love yourself. Take another breath. As you open more into your own magnificence, into your own divinity, into your own light, into your beauty and joy, into the pure infinite of your soul, into the beingness, the grand, immense being that you truly are, experiencing here just a fraction, a moment in time on earth. Breathe. How much more of that you can bring right now into this space? There is truly no limit to how much you can experience in every moment. It's all in the allowance, it's all in the beingness, in feeling the oneness of all that is. Breathe. Feel your energy field, your Merkava expanding, coalescing with all the other Merkabas in this room. Allow the language of multidimensionality to talk to the other Merkabas in this room. And they talk to you, and they talk beyond this room, and they talk to this city and beyond this city, and they talk to the entire earth. Feel the vibration, the frequencies, the resonance, the waves of light expanding, vibrating in the field of all that is, of infinite potentials. How much more of that you can allow yourself to feel is all in you. Breathe. Allow yourself to open up even more. Creating a stronger connectedness to your being, to your soul, that creates a stronger connection between all of us here and beyond. A stronger coherence, a stronger field of love, of energy, beyond energy, beyond words. It's all in the feeling. It's all in the light, in a space that has no beginning and no end. No beginning and no end. Breathe. And repeat after me as we open up to this trio channel, as we're about to receive the energies and the messages and the love from the Star Mothers and Meliha, from Peggy Phoenix Subro, Anya, and the Divine Feminine, and through Lee, the love wisdom of Kryon. Repeat after me. I am magnificent. I was born magnificent. I carry the light of the Creator within me. And I am dearly loved by God. Again, I am magnificent. I was born magnificent. I carry the light of the Creator within me. And I am dearly loved by God. And one last time, I am magnificent. I was born magnificent. I carry the light of the Creator within me. And I am dearly, dearly, dearly loved by God.
Dear Shining Ones, we step forward in benevolence and in love, sending before us waves of love from our home in the Pleiades. For we are the Star Mothers, the teachers of the new humanity, the mothers of the new humanity and the new consciousness. As we pour our love through these words, we ask you this. Can you, will you receive it? Can you, will you open your hearts and your minds to receive what is limitless, boundless, and your birthright as divine humans? With Pleiadian, Lemurian DNA, and yes, all of you in this sacred circle right now are related to someone who's related to, who is related to the first generation of Pleiadian Lemurians. So you are indeed all family together at this time. And though you may think you came here for a beautiful seminar and a fun vacation, you are doing the work of the world right now. Your energy together, if you could see it as we do above this building, spinning in a morphic field, that beautiful morphic field of purpose and love and the divine energy of balance that we as mothers, star mothers, have brought to your awareness at this time to recreate balance on this planet, to birth once again in a completely different way than we did in Lemuria, but to birth the new humanity. For the children that are born now, for the teenagers, for the adults, for the seniors, are all part of this new humanity. And you are our children. We call you our shining ones because in each of you there is a spark, that original spark, that beautiful seed spark that makes you shine in our eyes. We know the words star seed have been around for quite a while, many years in your time. But now that you know that a part of a star mother is seeded inside of you, beloved ones, there's your answer. Yes, star seeds. Here, now, the shift in time, the shift in consciousness, the awakening. It will be called many things in your history. You'll be back to see that as well and participate. And your participation will be on the backs of the consciousness that you're creating today. You will become, once again, your own ancestor with the wisdom that you've gained during this time. And you will know how to honor yourself as divine humans, how to honor the shift that the divine feminine is now creating on the planet, how the divine masculine is waking up and seeing what the divine feminine has to offer, and bring into balance those two beautiful aspects. Take a breath with me, please. We know we give you much information. And each time that breath comes through you, some of that information integrates. So that is why we pause and say, take a breath. Today, those of you that are here, and those of you that will listen to this in the future, are part of a new awareness. The awareness of this star seed that you are. Where does that live inside of you? For each of you, it might be different at different times also. But when you keep coming back to the sacredness of your own star seed consciousness, that is where the magic is. The sacredness of star seed consciousness. And all you need to do is remember. Sometimes the hardest thing to do, isn't it? We know you call it the amnesia of our human life. You forget. You work with your minds. More goes on there than anything. Now we ask you, with that breath, to come back into the awareness of your divinity and begin to bring that beautiful, soft, sacred, magnificent balance into who you are. Whatever your gender, whatever your age, whatever your beliefs, balance is the key for guiding this new consciousness, each of your consciousness, and the new consciousness of humanity into the future. Remember, your thoughts, your words are magic. They create your future. And you always have a choice for what you create. If you would bring your hand to your human heart right now, beloved ones, take a breath. And repeat this three times. I am sacred. I am sacred. I am sacred. Take another breath. How does that feel? Can you embody that? Is it just words, or can you believe it? We are reaching inside your hearts right now. We are doing heart surgery on you today to open your beautiful hearts, to heal the wounds that have been here in them, perhaps for lifetimes. So now we'd like you to say this again, but say it just to yourself, like a whispered prayer. I am sacred. I am sacred. I am sacred. I am sacred. And hold that inside of you. Hold it under your hand. Let it circulate around your beautiful heart. Your physical and your spiritual heart. Feel us in there with you. You are our beloved children. We see you as perfect. And we are always, always available to you. You only need to ask, and we will step in to the sacred circle of your life. Take another breath and gently release your hand. Feel the warmth on your heart center and know that you are never alone. We are always available with you. In consciousness and in physicality. And for now, we are honored to have this time with you, and we step back to the outside of the circle and become the holders of the sacred space. We step back.
Here in the time of the Great Evolution, initiator of the Universal Calibration Lattice, and transmitter of the templates of light and energy, reminding you are greatly loved, inviting you to love greatly. In this time, in the energy of infinite love, we ask you to affirm, I remember I am. I remember I am. In the energy of infinite love, I remember I am. Each one of you is invited to become stronger conduits and channels of this energy of love that has no beginning and no end. It is time for the transformation for self and the planet and the collective, and you are part of that. It is an exciting time. Can you feel the promise of what you made before you came here? There was a promise, and you said yes. You said, yes, I will come, I will take part, I will channel this energy, and I will become more of who I am. How does that feel? Do the cells of your body smile when you contemplate this potential? For it is who you truly are. And you will understand this perspective of the energy of your wholeness and your holiness through many different words, many different ways of understanding. What's most important is to feel it, sense it, become it. Can you? Yes, you are. Beautifully done. We encourage each one of you to know that each one of you has a piece of the puzzle of this reality. We encourage each one of you to know the magnificent event is to learn to bring together your pieces of the puzzle for what you have to give. For as you do, you open up new levels of reality. The more harmony, the more connected, the more present you are with one another, you actually unlock new frequencies of energies that you could not do before by yourself. It is the time of unique and united. The journey has been one for thousands of years that was singular. It is no longer the alone person. It is each one of us together. Does that feel right to you? Can you celebrate your own brilliance and the brilliance of the people all around you? The more you do that, the stronger you become in the energetic consciousness of unique and united. That opens up the new ways of being, the new ways of seeing, of knowing the new ways of when to do and when to be still. Are you ready for this? Indeed. Each one of you, from the wisdom of the feminine divine and in honor of the wisdom of the masculine divine, once again we remind you the energy of infinite love. Together, let us affirm. In the energy of infinite love, I am alive. I am electrical. I am transformative. Indeed. Once again, reminding you, you are greatly loved, inviting you to truly love greatly. And hear this. Together, let us affirm in this moment, in these energies, in the frequencies co-created throughout this day. Together, let us affirm all is well. All is well. All is well. All. Well done, everyone.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. It's never a mystery to spirit who is listening, who is here. In this case, who sits in the chairs. There's always been this idea that which you call God, Spirit, Creator, is in another room, and you are in a lower room. There's always been this idea that you reach out to try to touch that which is the face of God. And if you're lucky, if you're really lucky, God will look your way. This is the story, the narrative of most of the planet. And today you are here, knowing better. Spirit knows of you, your name, why you sit here, what you might be going through, what you might be cognizing right now, the aha, perhaps, that is even occurring. So many times, the question has been asked, how does God see us? And I want to reaffirm that right now. I would love you to wipe away for just a moment all the reality, all the things of the earth, and picture for a moment that you are in a multidimensional state, you might say, and you're about to have a child. Men, you have also been women in this room. Women, you've also been men in this room. This room is filled with old souls who have shared all things on this planet and all genders. You've all given birth. Wipe away that which you consider inappropriate for an earthling to say, you might say, and become multidimensional just for a moment. And picture this, picture this. You're going to give birth to a child, and that child is going to be so special because that child is made in your image, just as it happened here. And imagine for that moment that you're going to release that child through the wind of birth onto a planet called Earth. And the last thing you're going to say to that entity as it passes through that area is you're going to look in the eyes and say, find me. Find me. And when you do, you'll know the connection we have. And when that child of yours begins to awaken, if they do, and ask the questions, if they do, and that child actually starts studying and asking, where'd it come from? Is there a creator? And is the creator, as I've told in the other room, or might it be in me? Because I feel it in me. And then that child begins to push against the culture and everything they've been told, starts to realize that there is something bigger. It's hiding. And they reach out. God, if you're there, show me. And you've waited a long time, Mom, in this story. And you start to realize that the child is finding you. Stop everything. Question. How do you feel? How do you feel? Would there be tears in your eyes? Would you reach out to the child and say thank you for understanding more than you can understand, understanding the puzzle, understanding the whys? Perhaps you don't, but you found me. And it's that point in time when you say, now that you find me, let's go together. Take my hand. Let's get something done. That's how God feels about you. Is it possible that this arrangement, if you want to call it, is the truth? It is the greatest truth on the planet, the one that hides so succinctly. In the low energies of Earth and consciousness, You have built a scenario of what God is based upon what your father is. Your father is in charge. Your father says something, you do it. Your father punishes and rewards. And that has been the model of God. Now that the consciousness of the planet is starting to raise itself slightly and the old souls are really starting to understand, now you know. It's not that way at all. There's something bigger, grander. The system that my partner teaches is simply an informative one, but informs you about the greatest thing you could ever know on the planet. You are loved and have been from the moment you were released from the wind of birth. You are known by name from the moment you were released from the wind of birth and have been looked at and watched and loved, waiting to find the truth. There are those who say it's so dark, crying it's so dark in these times. I'm having trouble with. Sometimes it seems like the light escapes. I want to give you a formula. I want to tell you a little bit more about light and dark, but the formula is for light. It's easy. I'll give it to you in a moment. Light and dark are unusual. They're unusual in that there's a dynamic that people don't even think about. You're used to light and dark being like elements that move around. It's not really so at all. If you're in a room, has no windows, and there's no lights turned on, what do you have? And the answer is darkness. In other words, on this planet, right now, the status quo is a dark room. So dark is not active. It's not created. It just is because it's the absence of light. So when light occurs, the darkness starts to diminish until the light is bright enough for there to be no darkness. So that doesn't give credibility, does it, to darkness being active and fighting with the light? And yet it seems that way. I want to give you a reminder. It's that when you turn off the light, darkness doesn't come in. It was always there. Did you get that? You turn off the light, you get what was always there. It doesn't creep in. And so the answer is to carry this light on this planet, which is filled with darkness still, in a way that it never goes out, ever. It won't go out when you sleep, dear ones, because you're protected. Honest, that's part of the issue. That's part of the plan. That's part of all the things that you learn here. But there are those encompassing you, old soul, all the time, to keep darkness away from you if that's your choice. To show you the way, if that's your choice, if you've asked for that. But I have a formula. There is one thing that will not allow darkness in your life, ever. And it's not the study of Kryon. It's not the study of God. It's not listening to channels. It isn't even all that spiritual. But it is. And the answer is joy. Joy chases away the darkness, period. If you can remain joyful in your waking hours and concentrate on this which is joyful in your life, the lights will never go out. How does that feel? And that, my friends, is the answer to finding God. If your hand is outstretched right now, says, I want to know you. I got it. I got it. I want to know you. I want you to be ready for a hand to come down and say thank you. I found you finally. That's the truth. That's the truth. I am crying in love with humanity. And so it is.